Can get that mic working? I'm going to need to authorize you to be able to speak over it. So hold on just a second. Okay.
You know, you guys had your canyon reports in your folder.
I think you should be live now. Right? Can you, or Tom, can you hear us?
Yes.
So Tom's here also?
Yep, Tom is here.
Do you want to go ahead, Tom, please? That's a kind of report in our left hand.
Yeah. I should be live tonight. Tom, can you hear us?
Yep, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yep. Oh, and yeah. The mayor was asking for your report.
All right. The wastewater plant has we had one violation last month, but we did pass our speedies permit, so we're doing good. Jackie asked, the mayor asked about some purchases that we had made. I checked into it, and it was for the dumpster cover that we just sent the sludge to the landfill. We got all the tests done and everything. And we had to, because the tarp was 2 years old, it had holes in it, and the old straps weren't working. And so we purchased those. Next time we will call and ask, and then we can see if we can get a better deal on tarps and straps. Other than that, we have the flows that were up during the rainy part of the month. Remember that, we all do. I don't think it ever stopped raining. We're processing all right. I think the guy mowing is doing a great job, I'm sure, and the town and the village is looking good too. So we got the right guy to mow. So
good.
Alrighty. I can't start my video, but it's probably some sort of glitch. So you just see my name, I guess.
All right.
Any questions?
No. No, it's good.
Yep.
Well, Kevin has a question.
Tom, it's Kevin Dwyer, treasurer. When you guys go to the hardware store and you do get something, if you would be so kind as to put down what you're using it for, i.e. so that I know how to code it, is it plant maintenance, is it something on the pump stations, off the field, just write it on the code somewhere so we can make it easier in my life.
Yeah, Kev, do we, you know what, email, you've got my email, right?
I think I do. I'm not sure.
Well, if you're not, Jackie has it. Listen, send me a list of the different items, you know, the different budget items that, so that when Mike goes out and buys something, we can look at it and say which, determine which item it should go under. If not, I'll call you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Because when that invoice comes in from the hardware store, I'm sitting here looking at it going, okay, what, then I have to guess, what did they use it on?
Yeah. And some of those items are kind of, you know, if you don't know what they're for, I mean, who uses the straps? What do you use straps for at the plant? Right. I understand. So.
Okay. I'll send you an email with the budget code items then.
Yeah, please. Thank you.
Write it down on the hardware store copy.
So yep. When Mike signs it, he'll just put down what it's for. I mean,
thank you. That would be great.
Okay, Kev, not a problem.
Thank you.
All right. We have a motion to accept the report.
Make a motion to accept.
I'll second.
Scott.
All right. Okay.
Sorry about that. I thought it was 6:30.
Nope. Sorry.
It's changed.
Yeah, we changed it last month.
Well, I know I was here, but I wrote down 6:30, so my fault. I checked the thing, and I'm a little bit late. Sorry about that.
Not that much. All right, so we're going to skip on down to B of the old business first. And that maybe should be new business, but nonetheless. Okay, I need you guys' approval for my appointment of Scott Allardyce and also the hiring of the new clerk. And we'll do them separately.
Okay.
Sure. I make a motion that we approve the appointment of Scott Allardyce as the fourth trustee on the board.
I second it.
And part of that motion should probably include the term that he's being appointed to.
Okay, for 1 year. Okay.
For a 1 year term.
Yes,
and then I make a motion that we approve the hiring of Marinella Ianola as the new clerk for the Village of Parrish.
I'll second it.
I think on the first motion there wasn't a roll call vote on that. We should probably do that.
Okay.
Thanks, Bob.
Unless you're combining it all into one big mega.
One big
zero. Okay.
That works too.
That'll work too? Okay. So all in favor?
Aye.
Both measures.
Yes. Yeah. Do you want to talk about the New York class?
We're
just gonna.
So we approved it.
We approved. So we need to make a resolution. Now, Kevin, why do we not have that other CD that's coming due in September? Why do we not put that in there?
That one's coming due in September is the PN fund, permanent fund. That's the accruals of the bonds that were left to by Mills, Ministers Mills and Petrie for the village gym and the library.
So why do we not put that in a higher yield account?
I don't know. It's always been kept. It has to be kept separate, which it would be anyway, but I don't know why.
It's been in a CD, right?
Yes, yeah, a CD that we transfers every year. Right now, it's 100 and some odd thousand sitting there.
Mm-hmm. So maybe because we could have been, has been a separate account from the other, we could probably create just 2 9-class accounts. She said, I forgot the name of the contact, but she said it's relatively quick and painless to set up the account once we
bought. That also involves the library, so I, and.
Yes, but the village board is supposed to set it up. They're the caretakers of it.
Well,
I don't know. I really don't know. I'm just.
What's the issue? What's the hesitation? It's not that simple, is what you're trying to tell us.
It renews in September, so I've never really thought about moving it to something else.
Yeah.
It just sits there and not just sits there. It does draw interest, but I think
The breaks should be a little better than when I was here last. when the thing
well generated whatever
like $1,100.
My monthly report show with the bank statement shows what the interest is for the CD. So,
okay. It's still pretty small.
It's still pretty small. But I'm sure.
Compared to night classes, it's 4.5% right now.
We have to leave. We can never touch the principal.
But my understanding.
Yes.
My understanding that the principal was touched in the past.
I didn't know that.
not since. That I know of since I was on the board.
So we could, we can move the funds over and then just it'll generate a lot more interest on the night class account once we get all this. Wow. So we approved the motion resolution.
So we just have to
do the registration now.
The registration
We have to, register.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Still an insured account of some kind. We have to be somewhat risk averse.
Absolutely. This is designed for municipalities. I'll send you the information once you get an email. I could send you everything for your review.
Yeah, they come very highly recommended by everybody else in the county.
The people they work with are the ones to ask.
when that CD renewed last September, we had gained $305.88 worth of interest.
How much was that again? I'm sorry.
$305.88 of interest.
It's probably around like 0.03% or something.
Yeah, like what KeyBank is giving me. I'm like checking it out.
very small amounts. We could jump it up to 4 and make it start making real interest income.
Well, that one does. That's the one that matures in September. So, right.
Yeah, we got a little time now.
Yeah.
Which is good. And we'll get everything set up because we're going to get a setup for the other CD that we're
all right.
Be ready to roll with.
We just need to do registration and that's it.
Yeah, it was the next. So, I'll send you the link to the to the form. It goes along with the resolution that we voted on and signed off on from last meeting, and I think it's Kathy at NICLASS there. Yep. And once we submit that stuff to her, she'll walk us through the rest of the process.
Okay, good enough. All right. So we needed to discuss on whether or not we want to go ahead with the Zoom meetings. Do we want to continue having them? I think it's a good idea, especially for Steve.
Can I offer a little more on that?
Yes, you sure can.
During the pandemic, there was an option for a while for people on the board to attend and participate and vote remotely. That capacity went away about a year ago, but you can still do what we're doing now, which is basically like broadcasting, which is it's going out live now to anybody who's on that connection. And I typically also post it to the village website afterwards, both the video and the audio recording for those who just want to listen. At the beginning of the year, that was one of those things that the village did sometimes, and sometimes they didn't. And at the beginning of the year, they made the decision, well, we're just going to Zoom all our meetings as long as I'm available to do it until the organizational meeting. And then we'll make the decision on whether we want to continue that as a standard practice, or if we just want to do it on a case-by-case basis, like when you had a special meeting or a budget public hearing or something like that. Now, the town has told me we want you to do it on a routine basis. So basically, what I had to do, since that authorization at the beginning of the end of the year to do it routinely, we've gone through that and we've made it to the organizational meeting. I just wanted to ask you whether you would like to continue that as a standard practice or whether you want to do it on a case-by-case basis. And I'm good doing it however you want to do it, however you think serves the village and the people the best.
What do you think, guys?
As your attorney, personally, I highly recommend you go to
personally, I don't like being recorded, but I like the transparency of.
I absolutely like the transparency.
I've always kept off social media and stuff, but you know,
do we allow, you know, like they got to raise your hand, ask questions? So do we have to add a session at the end where you say, are there any questions?
Usually Paul will monitor that.
Yeah, the good news is you've got an option. You don't, even at a meeting like this where you have members of the public attending, you don't have to let them attend at all if you don't want to. A lot of the towns and villages don't let the public routinely jump in at any point of the conversation during the meeting. They'll more typically confine it to a public comment section of the agenda that might be at the beginning of the meeting or at the end. And you don't have to do that either. It all depends on what you want to do.
Okay.
But you're not required.
All right. You guys decide what you want to do.
And I think we should continue the Zoom meetings, right?
Yeah, continue. So, it's just still.
So I make a motion that we continue to broadcast the monthly board meetings via Zoom so that anyone who can't attend in person can attend online or review it after the fact.
Okay. And a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All righty. So the last month we had our organizational meeting, and I did not have the lease and the municipal agreements, intermunicipal agreements, and all that stuff. I have them right there in the folder. Take a look at them. And I gave you also a copy of them.
Do we have a full planning board or all five members on
there?
Yeah.
Yep. And there was a copy of what we did last month in your folder, and we have to just vote on them. And
I can't have this.
Well, since these are all signed by the past administration, yes, and approved, well, there's nothing we can do.
Well, you
to
still
it.
Have to make, yeah, pretty much.
So we're
you just
not
have
to make a motion.
Yep, make a motion, yep.
Right,
for both of them, there's a.
But separate. If you don't like the wording or something, I mean, there's nothing we can do anyways. I mean, even if
well,
I
would have
disapprove
to,
it, it's a contract
the,
already.
Or it would have to be renegotiated with the town, right?
Yeah, all right, there's a town supervisor over there doing some grief. Next year.
So yeah, separately, I suppose.
Yes.
All right. If you guys have
reviewed
it, be good. All right. I make a motion. We approve the lease agreement between the Village of Parrish and the Town of Parrish.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The zone, so there's two more than the planning and the planning.
Okay, they're both together.
The two better. Okay, all right. That's what it's got. All right, so I make a motion that we pass or approve the planning board and zoning board of appeals intermunicipal agreements.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Is everybody here now? And give the Historical Society is going to give a presentation.
Most of you know me, Evelyn Stumshuk. I was village clerk for 6 years. I'm now deputy village and deputy town. And I'm president of the Parrish Town Historical Society. And we'd like to petition to be able to use the Old Key Bank for our historical society. We have a ton of stuff that we'd love the community to be able to see. It's stored here in the balcony, it's stored in various members' places. And when we first got Key Bank, when the village first got it, the former attorney drew up a lease agreement that we would pay the heat and electricity and pay a little for rent in order for historical to use the bank. But over the years, that kind of went to the wayside. And so this is Kim Perkins, and she's our historian clerk. And she's going to give you some facts of how many people our historical society reaches out to, because she has a website and she does a lot of trivia with the people. She has pictures all the time and facts all the time of all the ancestry. She helps a lot of people. Our historian Bridget Schwartz is always getting calls, letters, and answering people's questions. And so I'm gonna let Kim just show you some pictures and just give you some facts of how many hits that she gets every day.
All right. We do have a Parrish Town Historical Society Facebook page that we started. It's been on since 2016. and we post our posts nightly from stuff we have upstairs and the balcony. And
you post nightly?
Nightly, well, not weekends.
Okay, but no, congratulations. That's yes, not easy.
And it's a lot of work. And we play trivia, and that's really a lot of work because people are guessing, and I'm trying to get back from all. But anyways, we try to come up with things that are simple and some that are really hard, and people are really enjoying it. Followers to the page, we have, this was, I just printed up today, 1,320. We reached 2,963 people. The engagement was 2,156. We had 3 new followers this week. And this week, a couple weeks ago, the APW winners at prize speaking contest was the number one hit, and it had 1,067 impressions, and post reach was 980. Engagement was 220. When we're doing trivia, it goes up into the 3,000s. So people are really enjoying it.
So cool.
And it's just not local people, it's all over the country.
It's people that maybe was from Parrish, and they were from Parrish and they moved, and they're coming back. They see all the pictures of their hometown they were used to grow up in and school pictures, and they're just loving it.
All the history buffs out there too that might not even be from here at all.
We have a lot of stories about history buffs and the baseball bats and parlays and all that. So we've done really well with the page.
Nice.
Right now, all our stuff is upstairs, thanks to Jim and everybody else that lets us use the balcony. We have a lot of items. I took some pictures yesterday when I was up there of how cramped we are up there with space. I don't know if you want to pass these around. We have stuff still at the library. We have safes, we have cabinets. We finally Jim got us a lock for the, so we could have our own key and lock that door so no one could get in to the gymnasium. We just have so much stuff and nowhere to put it.
And Fred and Bridget Schwartz, who own the Cheese Factory Antique Shop up here, are storing a lot of our Historical Society stuff up there.
We have a few big signs and things that keep upstairs, out of the way. But as soon as we get space, we can display them so people can look at them. One of the more interesting ones, moving around the other day, it's a red and white market.
Greens
run more. Greens, yeah.
Greens run
more. And I keep tripping over the thing. I said, hey, you say the name in front of the store. So it would be nice to get some of those things so people can see it and talk with
other
people. Talk with people in the Historical Society.
Oh, I know it well.
What it's for.
And we're putting in for some grants, and Han Fuller said that he was helping us out a little bit.
Han Fuller came on, and I didn't realize there was 2 Han Fullers. I didn't know. Well,
there's more than one?
Okay. Well,
there's one junior.
There used to be 3. There was 3.
I was surprised when I was sitting on my porch and guy comes across my lawn and says, hi, I'm George Harney. And I said, got another one? Because I already knew two. I wish it would
be. But the father said he would do anything he could do to help out the Historical Society. And this is a copy of the original lease agreement in 2018 that was never signed. That was, do you want to take a look at it?
Well, I think I'm a big super supporter. I think that'd be a great use for the bank personally. However, the idea is concerned about the expenses. Because the taxpayers might not be as excited about it as I am or we all are here. So the trick is, because I've been thinking in my own mind before this even came up how do we solve that problem, not put a burden on the taxpayer, because that's probably, I think, like one of my number one jobs or here to do. Well, there's certain things. There are things that we are doing paying, but there'd be the loss of tax revenue, which means that other people in the town would have to pay more tax.
It's not taxed now.
Yeah, but it'd be loss of revenue. Like, in other words, there's been other people talking about putting a business there. That'd be working all that other kind of stuff. But I prefer to have, like, in other words, if it could be made a historical event or a historical site, which I heard that it could be. And I mean, I think that's perfect for the community. There's a lot of stuff, and even a drive, probably a lot of us, like, I got stuff piled up too, and other stuff got piled up that could add. The thing is how do you get the revenues? Like, in other words, if we say, okay, here's this big bill, this is what the town needs, but we're not trying to be greedy, but we're trying to satisfy the other taxpayers. I mean, can you have a Patreon account? You talked about you got 1,000 users. Can you have it, you know, if they were given $1 a month, can you do a GoFundMe page? And somebody would surprise. I mean, you hear these stories all the time. So I think the ideas, myself, and I think the other, well, I guess most of the other trustees are really for it, but we want you to be able to not put a burden on the taxpayer. If you can solve that problem.
I think I can correctly solve it right now. Most of the things are owned by the town government or the village government, and we really should provide for them to have a place to store it, and it's a government responsibility. And also, I think that would take place of anybody looking in terms of taxes. Some of the stuff also is owned mainly by our historical society, but most of it is owned by the town and the government. And I think we have an obligation to do that. I really, personally, I don't think you should charge rent or anything at all, really, to store your own things.
Yeah, but it's not us, and we might agree with you. It's like the taxpayer again. Like, in other words, this, we talked long and hard when we had to do things like raise the sewer tax because of maintenance, or raise like the tax 2-some-odd%. So now, like, in other words, is this another 0.5% that'll be added on the taxpayer? But there's got to be a way to solve that. That's what I'm saying, is it could provide revenue. You could. And things of that sort. But I mean, I'm not an expert in that. But it sounds like you have enough of a following from what you said.
Right. Well, we thought that we would only be open like during the good months, and we could still pay to something to keep the heat on, like in the wintertime. But
I did just went through the going through the bills between the heat and the electric at the Key Bank. It was $600.
And we have a pretty significant investment in the building that we like to recoup some money back from.
From repairs that have to be made.
How much are we into it for?
But almost 40 grand.
Yeah, we are.
And the sad thing is they could have probably got a grant, because it is a historic building and it is a historic district, because Bridget had spoke to last year, I think it was, or the year before, the state, and they said, with all the historic buildings here, we had the, you know, this building, the library, you know, the
chapel at the cemetery, yeah.
They could label them a historic district, and we could have got grants for all these buildings, and there'd be a plaque set outside
each building. Maybe we could still do that. A lot of the grants they work in a reimbursement process, and we have copies of all the everything that's been put into the building.
It's
a long shot.
We have copies.
Well. We've got copies of everything. So
we just,
I mean, maybe that'd be worth looking into. Is that something that you guys could get more information on?
Because
it was the historical district, and we can get a lot of government, you know, federal or state funding.
I mean, you could go
and help fill the gap here that. Not take the burden off the taxpayer.
You could go one step further. Like, I mean, on a GoFundMe or something, why don't you just buy the building and own it? The Historical Society becomes an asset of yours. And, I mean, we'd have to talk as a board, but I don't think we'd object if it was like, you know, like it would like less than fair price. But in other words, you see all the time, like people get, you know, 100,000 for this, 50, you know, like my dog is sick and needs an operation, you get $75,000. I mean, that would take all the burden off. In other words,
with the following you have there.
So maybe if you had an initiative to do that, then maybe we could rent it to at least cover the costs and something to cover some of the expenses. But
But if we if we own the building, we'd be storing stuff that belongs to you. And over the years, we've built up historical things going back in the 1800s. And I don't think that's fair to us. They have to store your stuff. I mean, you've got a combination of things that you know. And I think a lot of people are very interested in the history of the parish.
Well, I don't have a solution. All I know is, it's important not to burden the taxpayer. But I'm totally in favor, but I just want to find a way to do it.
I like the idea. It would be
good. I love it.
Great. I don't know if, we got enough behind us to pull this off. You know, we're fairly small.
That last money that went into Key Bank, none of that stuff was supposed to be done. And then when the new clerk came in and she talked to the ex-mayor, they redid everything. And that's where all that money now was spent. That originally, that was not how it was supposed to be. They were putting stuff back in that was originally ripped out. It was supposed to be ripped out. The bathroom that was taken out, we were only having one bathroom there. The counter that was put there that was supposed to be left. And then when they got their heads together, I believe that they were going to go down there. Whatever.
No, we all agree it wasn't handled right. It's just how do we recover?
Is there any other interest in the building? From private money,
we had one person write in an offer. He was here last month. It wasn't a whole lot of money, so we kind of were trying to figure out what to do. We discussed maybe auctioning it. I'd really like to see at least us make the money back on it that they put into it, but.
But most of it was insurance money, right?
No, it wasn't.
No?
No. $76,000.
If it had been done in the fiscal year that we received the funds, yes, it would have been covered, but it was not.
Okay. Doing a lot of things right here.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to a historical society. I just hate to see us take almost 40 grand and not be able to recoup any of it.
I think I have to agree with that. Like, I'm strongly for it, but again,
but we got I grants that we're going to apply for. So, would you rather just leave the buildings that empty again through the winter and let it sink again?
Could put it for auction, then because it's gone by next week.
I wanted
but
to,
but then you're getting rid of a historical site.
Well, we don't want to, that's what we're saying. So,
you're not giving us a chance.
Oh yeah, we're giving.
We're still going to have the liability of taking care of a building, and
well, it's empty, so it is a liability. Because if someone got hurt on that property, you're liable.
Right, but it doesn't.
We have insurance.
I know, but you're still
right. I know
it's empty.
But I mean, if we lease it, we're liable. We're still liable to take care of the structure of the building, and,
right? And we have revenue.
But you know, the building was given to you by hand. Told a good friend of mine. He went on his way to give it as something to help the government, the local government. And here we want to go and think of selling the building. As a matter of fact, it's partly. I mean, he gave it to the town to take care of. And all of a sudden, the town decides to sell the building. It doesn't make sense for the village.
Thank you.
No, like I said, don't disagree with you at all. It's just we're trying to figure out, like, how many people in the village have perished. The 221.
Can we make it a public
tax
vote?
Householders want to pay for it. In other words, maybe you're 20. And so you maybe
the head thought to do that. He used to something to help out us, and then you turn around and sell it. Well, best experiment.
Are we able? Is this something we could put up for public vote or no?
Aren't friends. I'm sure there's a lot of business reasons and a lot of things he took on the spot.
That's answered by your village attorney.
Yes. Village attorney, are you there?
Yep, I'm there. I just didn't want to interrupt anyone while you guys were talking.
Go ahead. Have you heard me?
You most certainly can put a feeler out for a vote. You can do it more informally with let us know and send like a mailing or something of that nature. And of course you could put this up for a vote. It's very similar to the water project situation where something materially changed. Well, this is an issue that affects a bunch of people. So it's understood that if you guys did want to put it up for a vote, there's nothing stopping you.
Yeah, but people that have moved in the parish,
aren't from Parrish. They're all over the place. So they would vote no.
Why would
they have
that?
To pay taxes. That's the problem. I have to represent.
I'm not from Parrish either, but I've been here 17 years.
Well, those are our constituents, unfortunately.
But I mean, that's
so those are our constituents. Now, whether they, if they live in this area, they pay taxes, they get their vote. So unfortunately, that can't be changed.
And I don't know that everyone would necessarily balk at it just because they're not from here.
I mean, so you guys
can't make an assumption like that.
I mean, you would have
I'm
to spell
here,
out.
But I'd like to see the sort of.
I think if we
building being used like that, would be
if great. We spelled out clearly where the building came from, what was intended for, what's been put into it, and what the potential tax revenue would have been versus if we don't have that. And then people vote for it, then I'm not opposed to it. I don't want to take it into my hands and decide everyone has to.
What if we made an arrangement? So you're going to like pay for utilities basically for the building so that it's not, so that the taxpayers aren't paying for it. So I guess the big problem is the 38,000 like repairs that the village just spent. What if we did like a small addition to the maintenance, monthly maintenance over the course of the next 30 years. I mean, if you plan to have it, for the foreseeable future to just kind of pay back that, like a debt payment or whatever, as far as the repairs, and maybe that could be amenable for everybody.
Well, there might even be a grant to.
And then cover you got the grant
repairs that you now have a 30-year obligation to chip away at.
Maybe would something like that be plausible?
Yeah, I think that's a positive
idea. Fair
for it's better than what we have now. No one can see any of our stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, all of our members. Yeah. All of our members, haven't even seen all the stuff.
Yeah.
We put out a calendar each year. We have that back for over 30 years.
We've
done books, all the one-room schoolhouses of Parrish. We did Pondering the Past, and that told all about Parrish.
Cemetery reenactment.
Yeah. You said there is a book.
We should get some
copies and throw them on Charlie's counter or something. Anybody do it?
Yeah,
like sell them for money for the horse.
Yeah,
historical
we could look into opportunities like Jack and Daryl are saying for like to make a little revenue for the historical society. To help pay for the bills.
Yeah, we've got postcards.
And because I think it'd provide a lot of value for the community and be an attraction for people out of them. Like we were saying, there's historians all over the country that in a little town might not seem, big to anyone around here, but to them it could be, like, oh, this is amazing.
Every town was something at one point.
Yeah, that's
why they're there.
I mean, the Minnesota's got the canal and everything. They got a little canal museum. It's just a little town, but that draws people in from out of town, and so it would be good on the tourism side
like
of things as well.
Home day and up to the county fair, we sell the postcards and the books and our calendars and say the postcards, the calendars, books. We have maps. A map,
okay, so this would be a place where you could have that for sale all the time and increase revenues to help pay for utilities and it would open up more. It would be an historical society. If we can get that historical district then and get grant money, then the whole problem might be resolved just like that.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah,
I'm strongly in favor
of
the historical society.
The thing about the historical thing is the connection between all the buildings to the benefactors, and it makes it the fact that it's all from like one little slice of time,
right?
I think helps with that's a historical district, you can say,
So, well, thank you so much for the presentation.
Thank you.
I think we've got a lot of great ideas to follow up on here and to look into as options for the building that would benefit the community.
Do you have so much stuff that you would fill it?
Oh yeah.
I haven't seen it all.
Okay.
We do that.
Yeah, it's probably 5 times what's upstairs because all these people have it at home.
Yeah.
I mean,
Fred's got so much in the shop.
I mean, that's the thing. There's so much more than what's upstairs that are in file cabinets and on shelves and in bins upstairs. And if you look at the pictures, you can see it upstairs.
Yeah, like I pulled out the bank folder yesterday, and these are old stocks and stuff from the state bank.
State Bank of
Cool.
Yep.
That's pretty
nice. And the older head Fuller said that he would bring up stuff and put it in there.
Oh, yeah. Once we have a place to showcase everything.
Yeah, we have people that have stuff, but, you know, they're leery about where's it going to go.
Yeah.
And if we had a place, you know, to call our own, they'd be willing to donate it because they've said that, you know. Mm. But I mean, they just don't want it stuffed, you know, like upstairs here or something.
Well,
if we have a building that we can, you know, put it in and.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the renovations came out great too. So, I mean, it'd be a really nice place. I mean, it's ready to move in.
So roof is all good then, you tell me.
It is now. Okay. Well, that was.
Well, no, I
well, they got
there
keep,
one day.
They got
the
to keep the drain open. Yeah. Because when Cartwright went up there.
We have to check it regularly.
Yeah, when Cartwright went up there, and I don't know, I should have brought those pictures.
I have a picture.
You do have a picture?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I thought it's a swimming pool.
I did
send me these pictures out. And then I'm looking down, why are there houses down below the swimming pool? Swimming pool is supposed to be on the ground. It was the roof of the Key Bank because it has a lip on it about 6 or 8 inches around. And that was full of water. And when he cleaned the drain, a cattail there and all the roots had grown down in to that drain. And that's why it was plugged. So he pulled out root after root, you know, cattails and stuff that, and besides dirt and mud and other stuff that twigs and stuff birds probably brought.
So yeah, that's a regular maintenance thing now.
Yeah.
Well, that's where the $76,000 insurance payment went towards the new roof. I mean, it's got a new roof, it's got a new floor, it's got the two new half bathrooms. I mean, there's an extra bathroom. Well, that way maybe a bathroom for staff, the Historical Society staff, and then one for public use maybe. I mean, since it's already in there, this way it's already been paid for.
And there's also talk about us seeing if we could get an ATM in there. I know when I was clerk, I wrote letters to every bank and credit union within a 30-mile radius, north, south, east, and west. And we only heard back from like a couple that said they were not interested in using that for offices or using it for anything. But maybe if we write letters again.
Isn't there a restrictive coming in on the property? Key Bank, let it go, but you can't make it a bank?
I think it would just be
an ATM would work.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But it doesn't.
Well, there's an ATM at the gas station.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean,
it's not affiliated with a bank. I mean, we could probably reach out to someone local like Empower or Fulton Savings Bank, maybe, and if they want to, maybe they'd be willing to, but.
Maybe Key Bank would want to put one on their own building.
And then the Historical Society could make a little money.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess what do we want to?
Trickle of income over the
year. Yeah, what's the.
What is the. What's the.
I assume they make money on it.
Conclusion of this for tonight. Then. What are we deciding?
If you got grant money, you could just privately purchase an ATM and then you get all the fees. Instead of the bank getting
the source of $20 bills.
Yeah, yeah. Stock it up and then you get the fees.
Considerations of the village taking their clerk and possibly sometimes the mayor and sharing it with the Historical Society. There's probably more room than we actually need on
there. I don't want to go down
there. I think it would get too cold. Well, we got the village treasurer too, and it probably
there's a lot of interaction with all the different parties here.
I like being down here and very entertaining some days.
But I think I think it might come down to funding and, you know, grants and maybe other options like Jack was saying with the GoFundMe. I mean, with that kind of following on Facebook, I mean, $5 a person adds up pretty quick when you got thousands of people and then some passive income sources and the stuff you sell and everything. I think this could be a viable option.
Yeah, I'd say it's my preferred option.
Yeah, yeah. I prefer that than to sell it to. I mean, we would make more money. I mean, because I was working on trying to get an idea of the market value, and because the
private offer we had.
It's going to be hard.
$10,000. So that was way below what a commercial property that just got $114,000. With $114,000 of renovations done, and you know, being it's a solid building. It needs clean on the outside. It doesn't look the prettiest, but the building itself is. I mean, and the basement. If you do end up using it, that would actually be usable storage. It's dry down there now. I did a full walkthrough.
And the old furnace is in there.
It's got a new furnace.
I know, but the old one was down there.
Oh, I didn't go over into that zone too much. I just saw the new furnace. You
So you're gonna hang on to it then? Right?
Showcase that too. But yeah, there's like separate rooms and stuff. I mean, it probably needs cleaned up a little bit, but
and the vault is
as far as storage and things on things that, you know, because you only have so much showcase space and you want to, you know, have room for storage, that'd be useful as well. But yeah.
Well, for another option, the town and the village, we have our records room downstairs. I don't imagine it's got much leftover room by this point.
I haven't been down there yet.
The village has a brand new records room.
Yes.
The town has. We got out of the towns, we got our own.
Oh, there's another.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So we've had to.
Yes, we sure have. We've
got twice as much records room as I remember.
Yes.
Yeah. So that could be a thing in the future, too.
Yeah, sure.
You know, because again, we're obligated to hang on to these things.
Yes, you're right.
It would give us another roof to put the records on.
We talked about the electronic records, but we haven't got that far yet because that's another $3,000. But that's another discussion for another time.
Okay, so where we stand, I guess that's what your question is like if we kind of put things on hold on any other action, preferring the Historical Society, can the Historical Society come back at our next meeting in a month and show us where the money's coming from? Like, I mean, somebody's got to take an action. I mean, I'm willing to say we won't take any action.
Can we?
We could at least postpone any listings or
so give you a full update
until we get see what the heat bill was for the last heating season.
Last fiscal year we're still in.
Yeah. It was 500 in this month's bill.
So yeah, what we
can what do was it in January and December?
Create an average.
You know, to figure out. So you know
what to expect.
Yeah. What you expect. So
you budget for
you need to know.
You also
have some data for a budget.
Down. Yeah. So you may have kept it at 55. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you kept it at. But it's probably going to increase because you got to have at least 68 degrees.
If you guys are using it for the winter. Yeah, actually. Yeah. Because he's been working on it all winter, headed at 60. So we won't be too far off from this year's.
Just so you're
we turned it down when we went. We turned it off, actually.
You have to go through.
We don't need it at this time of year.
Takes charge of the information, brings it in, and says this is worth what the money we have, and we try to work something out. Is that agreeable?
I'm fine with it as long as
we got to figure out.
Like I said, I think it'd be nice if people just said, "Hey, we're all right with absorbing that and moving on with it." But I don't want to assume that either. I mean, it's already spent. It's not like.
We need to try to recover, though. I agree with you.
Unless people don't care. If people don't care and they'd rather just have that go away and have this Historical Society take it, I'm fine with that personally. But $40,000 is not an insignificant amount of money for what we're, we are.
Okay. So.
So we'll get more information.
Kevin will get you the heat and electric numbers.
Okay.
And so you have some
in the next meeting, you'll make your pitch
that will work because our fiscal year ends in about 20 some odd days,
right?
Yeah, now be in the process of closing out records and starting a new fiscal year, so that
Jackie, did you see it? We had 1 month that electric bill went up to like $150.
Yeah, we figured it was because of power tools they were using to put in
the work. Yeah, yes.
part
of the stuff was
this month higher than it will be bill for some reason. I don't know whether they were doing estimated readings.
Yeah, ours was higher.
Went way up higher.
I don't know.
Mine is high, but it was even higher.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So
we'll
excellent.
Get all okay. So, all right. Thank you all so much. Yeah,
thank you
for coming.
Thank you for coming. Are you going to be open up on the garage sale day?
No.
No.
I want to run a competition.
I used to be a bottle clocker, so I was always curious what you had in there. Antique bottles. I used to be in the club, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure you do. One day I ever see you open over there, I'll come check it out.
Come June.
All right.
I'm in the stuff.
I don't have any local to parish. I know I don't have any parish ones, but. I have a lot of out of Oneida.
Yes,
I
got a bunch of old milk
bottles.
Yeah.
I don't even know where they're stored right now.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so I'm
moving right along.
The manhole covers. Well, let me just talk about these manhole covers. I had no idea we were having any kind of trouble. So I think my first or second week in the office, LJ comes in and says, well, have you heard anything from that guy in Williamstown? And I said, for what? And he tells me, I said, well, I haven't heard anything. And I've not heard anything from anybody in Williamstown. And 2 days later, Jake Pettit calls and wants to know if he can put a bid in. And I said, well, I guess we have a problem, so yeah, go for it.
Why is there two? Is it because there was is the one that's worse? Is that separate? Is that why?
Okay. I have pictures on my phone.
Well, he told me one of them was a lot worse than the other, and that would have to be dug up.
Yes.
So is that the separate one? Is the worst one?
Yeah, one's 32 inches and one's 24.
Okay.
I'm not looking at them, but I really am very.
Yeah, these are not bad prices.
Not knowledgeable about it. Then I called the guy that you suggested. He was supposed to send me a quote. I have not yet got it. And then the Camden Group was supposed to ISM for a quote because they do this also.
These look like pretty decent prices.
We have to get at least three quotes, right? To
make I don't know. Is there?
You can ask for something.
I mean, legally to protect ourselves. I thought.
You can
is
ask.
Is there a limit on dollar limit?
Say, yeah.
What happens if you don't? If you ask for something and you don't get it? How do you come
you
up
still with have that? To you have to make the attempt.
All right, I got two people.
Yeah, document it though.
Well, do we have to put it in the paper, I guess, is what.
Or that's just for an actual bid. This is just estimates.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
So if it's like a public work project over, I think it was 20,000.
It's 20,000.
Then it has to go to
that's what the limit is. Okay.
Yeah. Well, a sealed bid.
This is like 10-2.
This is.
But we reached out to three places, and he's the only one that's gotten back to us.
Get estimates, and then we
vote. I didn't get an opportunity. I mean, Tom told me about it. I have to even look at what those manholes look like.
All right. Well, I guess one's pretty rough looking. I like I said, I have no idea.
I don't even know which ones they are.
I
gotcha. All right, so you gotta work on that then too.
It says it's the one by my house, so Edgewood.
Well, that's
or is that might be the state.
That's
isn't that state
something that really doesn't have to be done right away, but the ones on Church Street, I guess, are the main deal.
I thought all that stuff over there might be the state.
Yes, there's four of them. I took pictures of all of them.
Yeah, like the one closest to South Railroad.
That's bad. And then the one that's right there by the fire department.
Okay. I noticed the one close to South Railroad the other day. I was driving by and I was looking
at that. Yeah, that is rough. And then there's a couple
inches down on one side in the road. It's like,
but I thought the one that's going up the incline was worse than the one that was down by the fire department on Church Street when you come out.
I noticed it just driving by.
So we need to do some work on them.
Yes,
see, our natural current policy is that.
If the manhole cover, one of them, I didn't look at the pictures you sent that close. Does it touch the road? And was the road, and if it does, was the road worked on after the manhole cover? Because then it'd be the highway department's responsibility.
That's a village road.
I don't know.
Oh, is it? I mean, I don't know which.
Yeah. I don't know
what I was going to say is that they made an improvement on the road.
Well, they
the manhole cover was there first.
I don't know how it works with sewer, but like Verizon and all them have to come out and raise their own rings when they repave. They'll contact them and tell them like we're paving, and then they're responsible for their. I don't know if that's the same with the sewer, but I know.
I was riding my bike one day a few years ago, and they were paving at the what is now the Rabideau. They were going to pave right over our manhole.
That happens
Excuse
a lot.
Me, you can't do that.
That happens a lot. That's why when I was a utility locator, you always had to carry a sledgehammer.
Right.
it says there should be a manhole here, right?
Yeah.
And you start digging.
They're hard to find sometimes.
Do you have any kind of effect on this, or is it just raise and level it? Is that what you're looking
for? Yes, yes.
Three, is it three of them or two? Or is
there's
that,
four of them.
There's four of them.
Well, I seen four on Church Street. But I don't want, I cannot tell you, yes, Jim.
If I could interrupt just
yes, for a minute.
Remember we had an issue on Mill Street with the one of the manhole covers being too tall mm-hmm. and the plow in it. We just had to repair that. The village had to repair that 2 years ago, probably. Mm-hmm. We just have to remember when you go to repair them that they keep them flush or somehow so the plow doesn't chew it up. And that's just. What you know, it became a big, huge issue between the town and the villages.
Yes.
Who was going to pay for that? Because the plow hit it, even though it stuck up 3 inches out of it. Well, what do you think a plow is going to do? Well,
so we want to avoid that. Absolutely.
So we want to avoid that.
Build
so
up.
Well, that should be. That should be.
Yeah. So make sure that. Well, and I'm sure.
That Ken seems like a standard.
Flush with the road. Yeah. The manhole was sticking up for some reason, and I don't know if it the frost heaved it. I don't know why, but it was up there, and the guys knew about it for like 4 years. Well, they had a new highway employee. He forgot about it, and when we plowed the roads, our truck.
Did they mill that road down at one point and repave it?
I don't know. I don't know the history on it because it's a village road. And I don't even have any records on it. I'd have to go by somebody's memory.
I don't remember. Probably when they took out the steel deck on that side. Awesome. And they would have repaved a little bit either side of where the deck
is. And so somebody did something.
So whoever did that.
The village ended up taking care of it. So it was a cost to the village. Right?
Yeah. Okay, so
and just so your members know too is that the town plows the roads, but we don't do any road work in the village unless you hire the town to do it. Mm-hmm. Just so you're aware of that, okay. Some of the new members may not know that.
Okay,
I didn't know it until I got
in. Wait, you so the town does paving and such too?
The town does paving, and what that comes up into is taxes. Outside the town, or outside the village only. That's our DB account. We do all the paving so that you're not, as a village resident, charged for paying outside the village. But you guys take care of your own as village residents. You're taxed to repair your own roads. It may only be 2 miles at the most, because most of them are state highways
or county
highways. Right. So it may only be like 2 miles. And that's why in the past, the village has hired the town highway department at X amount of dollars to do Edgewood or one of those other.
Yeah, it's
based on, so the ones know, like 3,800 are not ours.
And right. How much they're getting this year for the blacktop.
And so correct. Can you give us an estimate?
So we must not have that many. So is 38 county?
I don't think
all of it, even in the village? Yep. Well, it's most of the roads right there, 69 and 38.
Garmo.
The Garmo, the Union, street that nobody knows.
Wood,
Church Street. Yeah, Union.
Parish Woods.
Right?
Is that in the, oh, part of it's in the village? First little section there.
What the other?
The medical center is Carlton.
No, by the golf station. What's that road? That one?
Edgewood.
That's Edgewood.
Yeah, that's.
Okay, so that what the so the action is we're gonna wait to get two other bids, or are we gonna
wait? Yeah,
they're
how long ago did you make the call?
Just Friday.
Jackie.
Yes, sir.
Is there paving involved in this, or just
it's a 3x3 cut? Yeah.
3x3 cut, and then
around
so it's basically a patch around it.
Doesn't say, I don't think.
It's just patch.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what he bid it on. I'm not sure what was.
Did you want to see the pictures of it?
Sure.
Okay. And these are just the ones I took on.
I'm just going up and take a look at them real quick.
I was going to say, give us half the price and we'll agree to it right now.
I don't know what was that.
Okay, here's the one. That's not bad.
Okay, so just cut around that, pull that one up.
Yeah, and then here we go. Jeez.
Oh, don't show me that.
All right, here's this one. There's that.
Okay.
And this one.
Okay.
And that.
Okay.
So I think that's it.
All right. All right.
So okay. There's four of them there.
Yep.
Got it. All right. How about if he looks at it and gives us a price?
I'll get you a price by Friday.
Okay, and then I just email you guys and we can. Are we allowed to do that? Vote by email?
No.
No, we can't. So we have to have a special meeting.
I mean,
all right.
I'm out of town today.
Oh, all right. Okay.
So it's either get it before Sunday or after Wednesday.
So anybody right. vote on it?
You of course, I meant we have. Don't we have a meeting? No, that's
no, we don't have it.
What if we go out drinking?
Public meeting. Public meeting at the Happy Valley Inn.
I'm thinking back to the old days, right?
I mean, if you don't, if you don't want to wait, you can go ahead and prove that one tonight.
All right. Well, it's up to you guys.
I mean, they don't look so bad that.
I guess I don't understand. Why is there two separate?
Because there's two different.
Manhole frame and cover. So one's per manhole. And then this is just Church and Union.
Yes.
Okay.
And then I think the other one is for the.
That's like an emergency.
Some woman called and said there's a hole in the road down on Edgewood.
Don't you have to pull the manhole cover off?
Right across.
Right by the gas station.
Yeah.
So is that a big it's deal? Not in the road. It's off of the road and on Charlie's grass.
Okay.
It's right on the corner.
So that we don't have to worry about. I just like let's just do the Church Street ones tonight.
The one thing in this proposal is that,
yeah,
at least I'm reading it wrong, it doesn't have any warning like it all caves in this winter. Yeah. Do they have any liability? So
yeah, that's what I would like to ask them.
Yeah. So in other words, we need to have some kind of warranty on it.
Okay.
In other words, that they'll be durable and promise that, you know, or whatever, for 1 year or something.
I mean, just so you know, I have a company that this is what we do. We do thousands of them a year.
Good. So you should just so
perfect.
You should be able to give us a much reduced price. Since you're the
equipment. Well, if you do that many of them, you can do a, you can surely do a few for free. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, why not? If they could get, like, you could get the information and close the business Thursday, we can have a special meeting Friday morning. Be on my porch as far as
taking care. Yeah, it doesn't have to be a long meeting. I mean,
yeah, like 5 minutes. Either say yes.
Oh, yeah, we do.
I forget.
Then don't do it at my house.
Do we have to advertise it in Queen or just in Central?
Yeah, we have to have that by noon.
So is that even enough time?
We have to have it by noon, but then the paper doesn't even come out until 2 days later.
Yeah, I think we'd be.
It's gonna,
can we could push it till the day after you come back.
Yeah,
we can push it till Thursday.
They're not going anywhere.
Like I said, I'm leaving Sunday morning at 9, meeting, get home Wednesday.
The requirement sometime. Is not for you to have a published notice in the newspaper of that. So if you wanted to have a special meeting next Monday, you could do it, even though it couldn't possibly make the newspaper. Well, maybe you could. I don't know what the press deadline is, but theoretically, you could have a meeting this Wednesday. You could have a meeting Friday night, which would be before the next issue would come out. What you need to do is you need to notify the media to make them aware of it.
Okay.
And you have standard press sources that you go to, your official newspaper and so on, and post it around in the village gym here,
okay,
and your other official posting places. So the requirements are different if it's a regularly scheduled meeting versus a meeting that you call at shorter notice. At shorter notice, the requirements are different, but it doesn't have to be a printed notice. It doesn't have to be a legal notice. It just has to be noticed to the media so that Sue or whoever wants to can attend representing the public's right okay. now.
So I don't mean to speak at your meeting.
No,
what they've done in the past, like at the Village of Camden, she'll shoot an email to the Queen and they'll shoot it to me to say they're having a special meeting tomorrow morning at 9.
Yep. Okay.
And then she can attend if she chooses to.
Thank you.
Awesome.
The public has the public right to know it's covered that way.
Okay. Perfect. So when do we want to have this meeting, guys?
I'm fine with Friday at 6. Is that fine?
This Friday, we're talking.
Yeah, it's not going to be a long meeting.
It's going to be short. Can we do it during the daytime a little?
I'm not anywhere. I'd have to drive all the way back from wherever I'm working. And
can't do that. 6 in the morning.
I'm fine with that. I'll be up. I get up real early.
Tomorrow then. It's tomorrow, Thursday, right? You want to do this Friday?
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't
hurt. Thinking today was.
Well, that was just brought up. Yeah, we can. Well, he's out until Wednesday. Something. What if we did it next Thursday?
Yeah, that's good.
I was just throwing out Friday as an example.
Yeah, I don't know why that guy. It just got stuck in my head. But we could do next Thursday after your trip.
By phone or something.
How are that?
I don't think we can do that.
And if you want to put it in the paper, they accept right up till tomorrow at noon. So
okay. Have time to. And what day does the paper come out?
It comes out. Well, it comes out Friday, but it's dated Monday.
Okay. That would be.
So some people, if they have mail, don't get it till Monday.
Thursday.
So next Thursday at 6.
Thursday at 6? Yeah, that'll work.
I can make that work.
All right. So we'll do that. All righty. So, and then we have, it's not on the business, but we have our electronic chargers or EV chargers. I would like to know what you guys, how we want to do this. The access policy, the fee structure.
Where is it? Is it up already?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I went down, I thought it was up by the church or something. Yeah. I didn't see it.
They're not up there yet. There's supposed to be four, right?
Yeah, I just drove right
it is. Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I drove by there a week ago looking for it.
That way.
Through the gravel parking lot. Right across the street.
Across from where?
Across the street from the church.
The church on that gravel parking lot, just behind the park. The village parking lot.
Behind that gazebo.
Somehow must be blind.
Of the park.
There's two yellow bollards in front of it, painted yellow, and that's the meter's right behind it, and there's two charging.
So what do we have to decide on?
I'm going to pass it over and you guys can look at it.
We're looking for what fees and...
We have to, how we want to bill people. Whether we want someone to have just a certain account or...
Don't they, I mean, obviously I haven't done it, but like watching YouTube videos, there's like companies... that the people are affiliated with that tells them where it's at, and then you have to be signed up with that company, and then they, you know, their credit card is there and they charge a certain fee for it. I mean, that's like a service company.
Do we want to charge per kilowatt hour or per day's use, half hour use?
I was going to say if we have a service company, a middleman, if there's no objection, since they're professionals and they'll advertise it, that we would have a service company do it. In other words, so whatever their fees are, unless you want to do it,
they put them in, right? Yeah. And then people use them, then they send us money.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I would just say kilowatt. They're just asking how they want to bill. Do you want to bill per kilowatt hour, per hour, or flat rate per transaction? Kilowatt hour would make the most sense.
So much in kilowatt hour. Way.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because we're right up 81 here. So people might not
per transaction
plug it in all
sense at all.
You plug it in for 2 seconds and it's the same as 10 hours. I don't understand.
I guess I look at the specs.
So the reason why I think it allows for that, it says they have time-based pricing also. So there's different ways you can do it. So like if you have a busy time and you think you're going to make more money, weekends, or say you're downtown Armory Square and they put one up and you want to make more money on a Saturday, you can jack the rate up.
Yeah. Not so much on Sunday.
But for us, it seems like just doing a straight kilowatt hour charge would make the most sense. Does anybody want to do this? There's not much to it. It's just
because then then we just make the difference basically, whatever we're paying for the electric minus.
Yeah, I think we have to set a rate per kilowatt hour, but I don't know how does it change as grids rates change or
the delivery stuff stays the same, the supply number changes. It's market based now.
Yeah, so I'm assuming that they probably adjust for that too.
I don't know. I wouldn't know how much to put per kilowatt hour. I think we would need to know what the standard is.
Well, yeah, if they're
to start with.
You know, I get my electric bill and it's, you know, it tells me how much I'm paying per kilowatt hour for both the supply and the delivery.
Right.
We can't just charge for the 4.5 cents for.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think the idea is that we make a little bit on top of what grid charges, but I don't know how. What grid's charging. So I don't. Yeah, I'm not sure what the charge should be.
Yeah, maybe we follow up and see if they have like a standard, like where they're tracking it and they can just adjust it. So when we make like a 10% over whatever.
All right. I'll ask them that. All right.
Yeah, we don't need to make.
Okay.
Yeah, otherwise we'd have to be changing it all the time.
Okay.
All right.
I did look at it the other day. There is. The person, whoever uses it, has to have a
SWTH card, which is the name of the company, okay, to activate that pump charging portal, really? Station, whatever you want to call it.
All right. I haven't even seen
it. Right now, it is currently inactive because I'll feed nothing.
Yeah, he's waiting for me to give him this information so he can activate it.
Well, just for your information, it's all over the board, but you'll see some municipalities are free. Some charge a fairly minimal, like 10 cents a kilowatt kind of thing, which is probably just covering their costs. And then when you get to the commercial chargers, you're paying anywhere from 24 to 32 cents a kilowatt.
On top of rate, or that includes rate? So it's not on top. I think we should make something just because we're probably responsible for plowing that and everything, right?
Yeah,
maintaining the lot.
Yeah. So if we got to clean the lot up all the time for no one.
So when someone vandalizes it, who pays for it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that too.
When some kid spray paints it.
Paying the insurance for the lot and everything.
Back to you.
Okay. All right, so now we'll go on to parking lot. Now, I have asked Willie Weaver to give me a price on what it would cost to just take it up, just so it doesn't look too bad, because it's going to look. How is it down there? Have you noticed? Anybody noticed?
Which that parking lot?
Yeah, the one that's right next to the insurance company. Because I want to catch it before it gets, overgrown with weeds and stuff.
So what do we want to? What are we talking about doing with it?
That's our parking lot.
Yeah.
Yes.
One that's paved behind the insurance. Last time we were talking about Millings.
No, yeah, the one where the house was.
Yeah, where the house was.
That they tore down.
Oh, I always thought that it was taken over by the insurance company.
No.
We own that lot. Yeah. I know we have the building was donated.
We don't normally get Millings at all.
That's what I was. Yeah. So you don't recommend the Millings for that?
I can't get them. I don't
need I was just asking if you had a source.
There are places you can buy them.
So much for that option.
Well, here, I'll check with the client of mine. Use them at a couple of his rental properties. So I'll check the... see if he could link me up with.
I mean, I know it's really George. Funny, maybe George would know.
Okay.
Could get seems like it probably needs a cleanup. I mean, isn't it full of big rocks?
Yeah.
It's not going to be as simple as just throwing Millings down.
After we clean it up,
I'm going to start I'll take my little wagon down there and I'll start filling up those rocks.
Yeah,
make my garden wall.
Yeah.
That's what I've been doing in my yard.
If anyone knows anybody else that does that kind of work, give me his number and I'll try to get some quotes on that also. I don't want it to start looking really dumpy.
I could actually use some rocks there. So there's bigger ones that I never even paid attention to.
It's all the foundation stones. The old field stone.
Yeah, I could probably take some too.
I don't know if there's one of them is filled because I don't know. I think it's low.
I could use them.
So you want to be careful as to what you're. I have a locket, but you want to be careful if it's low. You might need those in there because now you're.
Just to fill it. Yeah. Yeah.
I think they did just dump it all in the basement.
Okay.
There's a lot of people around here that do fill and spread things. That shouldn't be hard to get someone to. It's like half the things around here.
They're going up and business. Down my street all day long, 7 days a week.
All right, we'll flag one of them down and just tell them, hey, level us out.
Drop all right. Melons. So this is the hanging of the flags on the light poles. Now, before all, the trustees usually do it. Now, Doug Houghton has offered to give you guys a presentation on how to do it. I guess you just take a pole and put up the two flags for Memorial Day.
Oh, so you do it from the ground?
Yeah.
He's got a pole with a
wrench
hook. It's almost like a hook. It's almost like a hook. And you can grab the pole and set it in the.
All right.
He improved on my idea. I had a pole pruner. And so I used the blade to grab the thing so we didn't have to go up on the ladders or the town used to put a guy in a bucket truck.
As I say,
we show that to your insurance guy.
Well, what's wrong with that? As I say, I can get a bucket truck.
Oh,
but we need someone to volunteer to help.
It'd block it. It'd be a pain. No, it'd block the road a lot. That's a lot of
shoulder workout too.
But if we want the flags for Memorial Day, I need some volunteers to do it. So just put it out there and let me know, and we'll go from there. Doug came down and he set up. He put new flags on the poles, so we have all new flags to put up.
I don't mind helping, but it'll just depend when.
I think there's 14 of them.
That sounds about right.
Oh, that's not bad. That shouldn't take long. They're all right on 69 or
Just up and down Main Street and
South Railroad,
and South Railroad.
Yeah,
South.
We could just check with Doug and look for a time when he's available. And
All right. Daryl okay.
Weekend mornings. Probably weekend mornings are usually probably best for me.
Yeah. All right, but I'll give it. I can send you guys his number and you can get a hold of him.
Yeah.
All righty.
Yeah. That was I'm gone this Saturday, but maybe next week. You said weekends is good.
It'll take
a Saturday before
15 minutes.
Even if you can't make it, it's fine. It shouldn't take a ton of people. I mean, if we just get to three of us, it's fine. If you're busy, you can just go help them out.
Okay. So, all right, here's our calendar here. May 27th is community garage sale from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. I thought we were going to have a Memorial Day parade. And someone said no, and then someone said yes.
I heard we were, because they were asking for us to try to get as many people at the station as we could get.
I already sent the message to the chief that I was told by the post commander the Monday when I walked in the building there was no.
We're not doing it.
They could not get the band.
Oh, I was just going by what we talked about our last meeting.
Something may have changed.
Yeah, and somebody told me something yesterday that they had approved it. The marching band and
color guard.
I don't know, but I will let you know.
Okay.
Right, and our quarterly joint meeting is on June 8th, and then the next CART meeting is June 14th at 6 o'clock. All right, so we can pay some bills.
Before you go on, Mayor, I have a couple things I need to take care of tonight. We had a reason for the new trustees. We basically I had to close out an old checking account and start a new one because somebody managed to get in there and screw with it, basically, and they ran up almost $1,100 worth of $11,000 worth of charges. The bank made us whole. We're good. I have a new checking account, however, for the general fund only. Everything else is still good. Everything else, we get images of the checks because I'm required to have images of those checks for when the comptroller's people or auditors come in and say, hey, let me see your images. However, the new checking account doesn't come with the images. So I have two choices. I really don't like the first choice, going online, banking, and printing myself because I'm required to have them. Or the other alternate is $5 a month so they can get the images directly from the bank. So that's my question. Do you want me to submit the paperwork to the bank so that they give us the images that they're supposed to give us for comptroller's regulations? But their new municipal fee says
we
have
like
to pay for
call them. Somebody at the state and say, why are they charging us a fee for the thing we're legally required to have?
I know mine. I just call on my bank.
If you want to pick up a municipal business, I don't know.
Did you ask them if they would waive it? Sometimes even out of the bank, and they say they're going to charge this. Citibank waived all my charges.
I can ask Central Square Pathfinder, if they will, because that's where the accounts are at, if they will waive it.
John up there, the manager, is a good
guy. Yeah, I know. But I can ask him. When that's their new municipal fee schedule is $5 a month.
So because had them with, they were included with the old account.
Yeah.
So they just don't offer that type of checking.
Because as of January.
Yeah, so maybe they just waive it.
January of 2022, they changed their municipal fee schedule to $5 a month for images of the check.
So we had not been paying the $5 for a while and getting the images.
Yes. Because all of our other accounts in Shannon, they want to tell us that we're
but because of the fraud, they had to close that account out.
Right.
Create a new one. That old account is no longer available.
Right.
You know, that classification of checking account.
That's what we get nickeled and dimed.
Yeah, I think maybe he could make an exception for us. Since
it
wasn't our fault that there was fraud. And for all we know, it was their fault. Well, I mean,
we do everything online.
But I remember I asked off. I kind of separate.
All right.
Well, because I see the town supervisor sitting here. Because I came to the last board meeting and asked, and you the town authorized me to do the $5. So I will check tomorrow when I go in. I'll try to be at the board meeting tomorrow night with updated answers, some other stuff I owe you guys.
Or we could do it online too. I mean,
I prefer not to do it online. I have enough passwords and enough.
Okay. I would say if it could be waived if they can. I think the $5 is
fine. I think we should just vote on it now.
We'll get them other ways.
We should vote to approve it and have you still ask them to waive it. And then we don't have to come back to it another month from now.
In other words, in the event that he does not waive it,
Yeah.
So we need a motion then.
So I'll make a motion that we approve the $5 a month
for the general fund checking account.
For the general fund checking account, as long as they won't waive the fee.
Okay.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Hopefully they don't look at our minutes.
And one of this is on better news. Every year as treasurer, I file the annual update document with the state of New York. It's one of my jobs, which is why sometimes in June and July, you may not have your monthly statements because I'm working on the AEBs. However, the state takes a look at the information I'm submitting in the annual report after they bombard me with maybe five questions that this year was simple to answer. And they come back with they generate a fiscal stress report. So the new fiscal stress report for our, as of, and I'm reading right from the email they sent me, but as of February 28, 2023, our review of the 2022 annual financial report, AFR, do they have that name for it? For your village has been completed. Detailed information about your village's fiscal stress condition is available on our website. Yeah, I can get that report. But anyway, here's the synopsis. The fiscal stress report is broken into two categories. Fiscal money, which we have direct control over, or environmental stuff that we have no control over, like births, deaths, transfers of property, and other stuff. That's on the environmental side. The good part is in 2020, our fiscal stress was 1.7, no designation. So there's three categories: no designation, moderate, or severe. Which bottom?
Yay.
That's the good place.
That's the good place. In 2021, we were dead zeroed out, no designation. Still good. Last year, okay, we spiked to 5. No, still knows it that don't know a designation, but I think we're closing in on the top end of crossing over. I think I'd have to look at the report to find what their number stops at. But on the environmental stress side, part of the report, the part that we have no control over, we're doing one of these numbers downhill. Sweet. Our score the first year 2020 was a 26.7, still no designation. 2021, it was down to 13.3. Last year, we're down to 6.7. Still, all those are no designation categories. And that's the stuff that we have no control over, death rate.
So what is changing that is making the number go down?
Living longer.
People could be living longer. People are...
just getting more young people here.
Could be. Maybe. I'd have to look at the report to see how they break it down. And I can print that report out if anybody wants to see it.
It's probably on the controller's website.
Yep. Yeah, probably is. If you look under fiscal stress, you might find it.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
But the part that we have direct control over is the fiscal part. Part of that is the debt service portion. Sewer part, we know we have debt. And we're trying to get grants to incur more, and so we don't really incur too much more. But when we do the water project, so we're going to get more debt there. But I just thought I would report those numbers that we were going down. Now we're kind of because I think in 2020, one of those years, we paid off the large syndicate, the original construction loans. We're paid off, and we're almost done. Next fiscal year, 24-25, I think it's the 23-24 and 24-25 will be the last two payments for that ugly KeyBank statutory installment bond. So that'll get rid of another chunk of debt. The only thing will still be outstanding, when more comes in. Right now, after that, the only thing that will be left will be our 0% EFC loan, Environmental Facilities Corporation, which Mary Chappell, I don't know if you were here prior board member at the time, Scott, when we rolled all that stuff into one.
Right.
That one is a $21,271 annual payment once a year. So that's going to go until 2041. So until anything else comes in debt-wise, that will be our last portion of debt after 24-25 fiscal year. But we were also at the same time saving money to put in towards the sewer because we knew it was going to be coming. And we're putting money towards infrastructure on the general side too, as because you can see the two bank statements over there on that part. But other than that, that's my news.
Okay.
Okay.
Excellent. Thanks, Governor.
Thank you.
Really good question for the board. Does anybody have a problem with us doing a cement collar rather than a blacktop collar around the manhole frames?
Probably hold up longer.
I don't think cement's better.
Yeah, I think that'd be better.
Yeah. All right. You
know, unless it's more expensive.
Now that I think about it, it's more often than not, I think I see some of the colors.
It's a better, it's a better problem.
You know, especially in those troubles. Often it's still loose cement. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Just want to make sure you're okay with it. That's all.
Alrighty. Okay. You guys want to pay the bills?
Yeah. I make a motion to accept the general fund vouchers 195 to 215 in the amount of $9,685.90.
Second.
I make a motion to accept.
Are we going to?
Yeah, all in favor?
Oh, well, yeah. All right. Make a motion to accept the sewer fund vouchers 146 to 164 in the amount of $11,769.02.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
I make a motion we accept the TNA fund vouchers 138 to 146 in the amount of $2,009.98.
So move. For a second.
All in favor?
Yep. Aye. Aye.
And I make a motion we accept the Salmon River Fund voucher in the amount of $38.68 or 63 cents.
Second.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. We're paid.
Okay, we got a motion to adjourn.
I will make a motion.
Oh, go ahead.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I second it.
Okay. I don't know.
Thursday at 6.
I'm really bummed. I thought I was early tonight. I forgot to change
your
time.
Oh, dear. Oh, sorry.
Oh, I'm here at 6:30.
Oh, I did. Thank you.
I forgot. I was going to ask Jim about the joint board meeting at 7. We could bump that to 6.
Yeah. I think they're in the back.
Right. Since we're meeting at 6 now,
I'm fine with that.
Still works for you at the joint board meeting? Only get time to see my son.
Whatever. Get out of here. We can just change it. When is it?
8:30. Right, right.
8 or something?
I never know what they're going to publish. And maybe they'll publish some another
election. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Hey, Jeff.
And I know I meant to say it during the meeting here. I'm about to ask,
I need to know what.